Hi guys, welcome to another podcast. Today, I'm including you. We will be talking about opinions of other people, and if they actually matter. Do people's opinion really matter? Not today. I'm trying to get down to the meat of the matter, because I'm gonna put myself in the audience today. This is something that I need to tell myself. I need self-motivation. So this podcast is specifically for me and anybody else that's having this problem. Alright. So I believe that it is very important not to measure yourself by the standards of other people, because when everybody thinks bad about you, even if it's not somebody that you actually look up to or people that you like, it's not hard to feel depressed. But in general, the opinion of people you don't really care for should not matter. Right? Some persons that opinion would matter would be like your family, your spouse, your parents, close friend, your colleagues, your neighbor. And, somewhat their opinions, depending on how close you are, their opinions might matter to you, but it's not something that you should actually take into consideration. It all depends, because if somebody thinks, hey, the boy a criminal, you might have to take heed. Right? You might have to pull up yourself. Because, some people are very stereotypical. You have this look, and them say, hey, the boy are this, the boy are that. But in truth and in fact, you aren't, So it's important to live for yourself. Because, I'm not going to lie, I've been a victim of, a lot of stereotypes. I've been stereotyped before. People look pon you and say this. People look pon you and say that. And it's not really what it is. And a little bit of lie people tell pon me. Right? And I'm not gonna lie, it took a toll on me. Because, somebody say this and then they tell somebody else, and that person perceives me in a way that is not positive, and then, that tension is always there. It's not something that it's comfortable. Right? Everybody has their own opinion. Everything we hear is actually an opinion and not really a fact. Right? People go always talk. They have always been talking. And they always will. So no matter what you do, what you say, how you behave, the way you walk, the way you dress, the way you act, decisions that you make, it will always be scrutinized by people. It's just the nature of the masses. Yeah. Like somebody said, like the herd of lions sweeping in for the kill. They prey on the weak, looking for those they can taunt and torment. And it gets to us. Sometimes I allow other people's opinion to not only hurt me, but to define me. Sometimes. But I'm trying to accept the fact that it doesn't really matter what people think of you. It doesn't really matter what people say about you behind closed doors or even in front of your face. Their opinions, and I've been trying to put this into my brain, their opinions have no basis in defining what you are all about. They aren't the truth. They have no purpose other than to hurt you or your feelings, that is. Right? So you should have no reason for making a person feel superior to you in some way or another. As I said before, it's not something that's new. people have always have their opinions. You know, from early on, basic school, primary school, there's always some kind of cliques, you know. Some children, you know, we tend to gang up on others in an effort to make that person feel bad and to make ourselves feel better. Not necessarily me, but I've seen it. But, you know, not because somebody's different from you doesn't make them inferior. No one is better than you, no matter what. No matter the color of the skin, your religion, occupation, any money they have, or nobody no better than you. Because at the end of the day, we are all going 6 feet under. And we are all dirt. And we can't, as my father would normally say, we can't fool dirt. Look how long people are dead. And you know when I full up. You see me, she might full up, but our space will always be there. You can't fool dirt. You can't fool dirt. We are dust. From dust we came, and that's where we're going back, right? But in truth and fact, it's really hard not to get disheartened when others, you know, hurt us intentionally. It's easy to think in your mind that those opinions don't matter and don't define yourself as human being, but it's hard to put in practice. You know, considering that we've all been the target of a bad opinion at one point or another, most of us just know how this feels. Right, so it's hard to suppress your emotions sometimes when people are doing their best to get you upset, you know. So my other thing is loving yourself. This could be a part two for loving yourself and appreciating yourself and knowing what your worth is. Don't let your self-worth be defined by an approval or rating. Right, there's no objective rating scale that allows one person or another to actually judge you. Number one, they don't know where you got you. They don't know your story. They don't know your trials and your tribulations. They don't know the path you've walked. So how, I mean, Josiah, Master Josiah, how you make that for body? How you make somebody opinion for body and they don't know where you got you? So oftentimes we define ourselves, our self-worth, by approval or rating of others. But I'm here to say, don't allow what others say or think about us to define or influence how we feel about ourselves. Yeah, basically. Like, I know, me personally, self-worth. Me personally, I sometimes, I listened to podcast early this morning. Big up Time Out with Beery. He is the voice behind that podcast. And let me see, he spoke about, you guys should definitely check out his podcast because it's top tier. Just trust me, it's top tier. The message is motivational. And you know, I really admire young people that actually like these type of things. Not much persons are into podcasts and they don't understand the benefits and how, just like how music would actually change your mood. It makes you feel a certain way. That's similar to what a motivational podcast does. It literally motivated me this morning. Like, he spoke about self-acceptance. And as I was going to say, self-worth for me sometimes depends on how I look. Yeah, depends on how I look. Because, I mean, I could go. Right now, my hair is okay. It's permed. I sell it and it looks good right now. But it's a couple weeks from now. Probably a week or two from now when my hair probably needs to get treatment again. It's gonna look, my natural hair would be coming out, right? It'd be growing out. No, I love my natural hair. I grew my hair natural last year and I kind of got tired of it because I felt like I didn't look pretty enough, so I creamed my hair again. I permed it. And I'm here.
But what I'm saying is, it all depends. Because, I mean, if I put in like an extension, like do my hair or probably braid my hair, lace front, anything, I literally feel so beautiful and I feel like I'm on top of the world, you know? So it all depends on, oh, I look, that's something I need to fix, because I don't want to normalize the fact that I'm supposed to feel good about myself if I'm wearing fake hair, right? Feeling good is basically accepting yourself for who you are, right? And also not allowing other people to make you feel inferior without your consent, because you have to give them consent. You have to, but you shouldn't, if you understand what I'm saying. So don't make people opinion bother you. Like, live your life. I found myself oftentimes trying to prove people wrong, trying to go out of my way for people to notice that, hey, she's doing that or she's doing that, to appreciate me. But you don't need praise from anybody. What else might they need praise from? A God. God alone. Because, hey, my child, you've been doing this. I am proud of you. Let me bless you. Let me reward you. But you don't need to prove nothing to nobody. I think Alkaline say, I don't listen to dancehall music. But when I was listening to music in high school and stuff, he said something about something from my mind. I mean, I didn't know no opinion. Anybody who knows that, anybody who knows that line or get what I'm trying to say from that song, can let me know. Me not feel prove nothing to no man. I mean, I need no opinion. The answer to everything they from elephant. I don't know. But yeah. So basically, this is a short podcast, 12 minutes and going. And I am saying that, hey, love yourself, guys. Don't allow people to define who you are. Appreciate yourself. Self-worth is important. Nobody's opinions matter but yours. And get the drift. Right, so thank you guys so much for taking the time out to listen to this podcast, and I really hope somebody took something from the message that I gave just now. And I really hope everybody is staying safe, taking the necessary precautions, health precautions with COVID-19, because I know, really know, it's very hard out there. And you know, guys, just stay safe, stay blessed and prayed up, you know. Thank you so much for choosing Social Jump Shot, and thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day and look out for our next episode soon.